quinoa, lettuce, and cucumber and squash, and I just plant.
Lena Albright uses a backyard aquaponics system to grow her own food. Aquaponics combines hydroponics, growing plants in water, and aquaculture, also known as fish farming. Bright's system is set up in her Waimanalo backyard. It consists of 6 raised grow beds connected to a large fish tank containing about 100 tilapia.
My grandson is 2 years old, and whenever he comes, he'll sit here and catch fish.
The water carrying the fish waste feeds the plants, which filter out the toxins. The clean water from the grow bed is then recirculated back into the fish tank. Bright's interest in aquaponics grew out of a concern for self-sufficiency.
If you look at your dinner plate, how many miles did everything on there come? I know I can come to my backyard and I'm pulling right from there. I have no worries. And that's very important for your family, but for your community too. If we each could be self-sustainable with some aspect of our diet, yeah, I think we could do it. We just have to be a little more creative.
Clyde Tamaru is an aquaculture specialist at UH Manoa's College of Tropical Agriculture and Human Resources. He thinks Hawaii in particular can benefit from aquaponic systems.
It is probably the most productive food-producing technology, and one of the reasons we're doing it, because we live on an island, land is very limited, water is very limited.
Tamaru says the island's increasing urban sprawl is taking a lot of the island's prime ag lands.
With aquaponics, each household can actually have an aquaponic system. That's the beauty of soilless farming. We're looking at the urban gardeners being one of the major contributors to increasing our self-reliance.
But Tamaru wants to see more farmers take it to a commercial level. Zach Hosler is with Living Aquaponics, a farm just south of Kailua Kona. Hosler grows a variety of lettuce, watercress, and bok choy. He sells his produce to Sam Choi's and at local farmers' markets. On a good week, Hosler harvests about 600 to 700 pounds of food.
Aquaponics grows things great. Absolutely. It does work. I think closer together and faster than some other ways of farming. I'm doing it full-time for a living. Am I getting rich? No. Am I more than breaking even? Yes.
Back in Waimanalo, Ilimaho Lastimosa is working on a smaller scale. She runs a nonprofit called God's Country Waimanalo. It's working with UH Manoa's CTAR to install aquaponic systems in the backyards of homestead families.
If I had my way, every house in Waimanalo would have an aquaponic system.
She sees aquaponics as a modern-day version of Hawaii's ahupa'a system.
In today's world, we cannot live from mountain to ocean because there's a lot of barriers in the way between houses and highways and everything else. So aquaponics gives you the opportunity to grow both fish and vegetables in your yard.
For over 4 years, Ho Lastimosa has helped 50 families break these barriers by installing their own aquaponic systems. Molly Solomon for HPR News.